somebody owns the internet, and it is what you do on the internet is owned by somebody who compiles all that information. Just keep that.
Your private browsing.
It's not so private.
Your wife might not see that in history, but somebody does.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to During Business Hours. We're going to go ahead and give you a lovely video today of me, my wife, and just all the fun shit that's going on in the world. Stay tuned, like, comment, subscribe. So today, I just have to let you know that I really fucking hate refugees. 100%.
Really?
Like 99% of them. Usually. But today, we had some come into the store. Kind of like them. You know, all of them normally from California, Washington, Idaho, even refugees down from Nevada.
Oh, you mean West Coast refugees. I thought you meant like out of the country. They came in here. I'm like, this is a weird spot to land in.
Well, even some of the refugees in like the UK and whatnot could kiss my ass. There's a lot of them. A lot of state secrets being kept, King Andrew. He's familiar with things with kids. But we're not getting into that because politics isn't this channel. Just protect your kids. But normally you get a lot of people that come into our stores and they're like, hey, we're from California too. But I've been here 3 years and I bought one pair of boots and...
Soul's intact
and they're still going. But you get a lot and they're like, oh my gosh, isn't like hella cool that they got this and they got that and we can do this. And like, have you found this? Is there a place for that? Is there a good poke place? Can I poke you with a stick to stay 6 feet away?
You know what's funny is I didn't realize how much the word hella really is no longer in my vocabulary. Apparently until I crossed the California border.
Or until I run into somebody from California and then
I'm like, hella, you said it. And I'm like, hella, I haven't heard that in a long time.
It was in my vocabulary for a good 2 hours. I was chatting with these clients. So as we say, your family, as long as you're paying us. We're paid to be your family.
It's a business.
We're very upfront. We're a business.
Business first.
We will treat you like family. You're paying. It is what it is. Advice is free, so on and so forth. It's part of the service. And they always get a laugh. Californians, not usually. These people did, though. They got the joke. Mm-hmm. Turns out they are marijuana growers who made so much money from this part of Oklahoma.
Admittedly.
That they decided to move out here and then continue to make said money.
That's fishy because you can sell a California product for a premium to out-of-staters, but you can't come here and grow Oklahoma product and still get that premium price.
I don't think people are aware because I told the story to the client. We came from California in end of 2022 when we made the decision. We stopped a couple of businesses we were running, prepaid taxes and all, moved, got fined for moving. A certain percentage of our lost wages for California.
That was fun.
Almost near $40,000. And then we're expected just to not fight it.
Right.
Because it'll cost $25 for the lawyer, getting 20% back. It would have been around $40 just to fight it. And I tell this story to the clients. They're like, no way. Like, that's crazy. California sucks, right? We get into Social Security and our family and why we're trying to move them out. Turns out they have a family member that lives here that they bought a house for $20,000.
Yeah.
Can anyone imagine a house for $20,000 in rural Oklahoma? All you got to do is drive 45 minutes any direction to civilization. You in traffic.
I was and ha-ha and with my family and yours the other day because the news said that in Oklahoma City, in one of the more expensive places in the entire state to buy a house, home prices are at an all-time high, $275,000.
Do the wave.
Yeah. That's
the low end of the ghetto in California.
Right. Your house could actively be on fire while you're putting in an offer, and it would still be more.
In L.A., you cannot buy the land that has been burned for less than $300,000.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah, because these are, you know, $12 to $20 million homes.
Right.
It was one of the, like, nicer conversations because they were clients that had checked on Kirby's. And I guess they were quoted almost $300 for a repair on an iPad 9th gen. Hey, what are my options? We give them the options. We got iPads for sale. I didn't understand over the conversation on a phone. It, people are like, yeah, we need an A and B, you know, like we normally give them. Here's one option, two option. Mm-hmm. And then they come in and I'm like, well, they cut no bullshit. They're like, hey, we want to buy something. We're buying this. I'm like, okay, great. No hassle. We say it's true. It is true. We give them the sales pitch, but I don't like to doll things up. Hey, mm-hmm. if I don't like it, I'm not going to sell it. Most of the time I'll just part stuff out if it's like, eh.
Yeah.
So problem being, we probably chatted for a good 30, 45 minutes delaying everyone else's tickets. Talking about this iPad and California and all the bullshit everyone mm-hmm. else can hear. And you know that there's a liberal person right next to me. And my employee is not happy about this. So I have to then piss on Trump a bit. And like, I don't really actively watch what Trump's doing unless it's like, yay, good for me. If it doesn't affect me, I don't give a shit. Sorry, America.
Yeah,
he's looking out for your number one, which is my family.
Heard a couple rumors of things he's supposedly doing that don't sit too well for me, but I haven't researched to know what's true and what's
I heard not. He tapped the FBI to go after the Democrats that kind of like just ran out of Texas.
But, really?
Yeah, we'll get into that in a second. So as I'm jumping around, everyone in this family has the same opinion that I do on Trump. I don't have to effing like him as a person. Mm-hmm. I just have to hope he's going to do better than the other Joe Blow.
Right. Just don't sink the ship, Captain.
Like every California I met, it's just like, he's horrible. We need to vote. We need to do X, Y, and Z. Could you, let me get your number and we'll just organize. Then we'll have some type of like mini PTA bitch meeting about everything we need to change. I'm like, I'm not changing shit. I don't give a shit. If rednecks are like cocked guns, we're going after them and mad. Not my business. I got my land. You got yours. Handle your shit.
This land is my land.
But the guy was really cool. Hawaiian guy. Like, mm-hmm. like my dad skin type, you know, darkness.
Sure.
So you know he's getting some grief out here. But he's got a handyman side gig. And I'm not going to say what it is, but let's just say he's a handyman. Mm-hmm. And he grows pot on the side. And I'm like, in what world?
Sketchy words, yeah. Man. Because California, people just got too comfortable with it because they decriminalized it. But Oklahoma is a medical only, bud. Gotta be licensed up out here.
In my store, when I probably had three or four other customers come in while they're in. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, like, Republican town.
Yeah.
But it's the day of liberals. As me and this guy are talking, you can see the look on people's faces like, is he really saying what I think he's saying? Even the kid is looking at him like, you talking about this? I'm like, I don't give a shit. So I talk about my history, you know, 13 years sober, yada, 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 heroin, weed, grew weed, did this, did that, cocaine. Nice life. We bonded over a lot of shit. Great guy. Mm-hmm. He's from a very small part of the rural Oklahoma, about 40 minutes away. And so he sympathizes being a business owner in California. You know, he had a couple of things going on there, moved out here, mm-hmm. just wanted to focus on the weed. Now he's doing the handyman stuff. Reminded me of my dad a bit, but also like a mix of me. Wife is really cool. Kid's really cool, but he needs his iPad. And the whole point they came in was to fix that iPad today. Here's what the fucked up thing was. They whipped out like $1,000 with a banknote wrapping on it. You know, where it was like a thousand. Really? Weird, low, small population towns. I don't know if you can request it. But funny enough, he spends like $700.
Okay.
With the repair, which is $149, he gets another iPad, cases, screen protectors, galore, everything that I mentioned.
This he bought. Was cash?
All cash.
Okay.
So there's no credit card, no craziness.
Yeah, like he's not going home and charging that back, is he?
Yeah, exactly. Anything over like $500, I double check the ID and do everything you should do as a business owner.
Right.
But funny enough, in all cameras catch photo, you know,
like right. every security
orientation. And they commented on the camera. I was like, it's very cheap, but it catches all your, you know, your blue steel and Magnum and all that. And so the kid's playing with the camera, doing everything. He comes back in an hour and a half after I gave the kid the little raptor claws that were stuck on the thing for a year. Mm-hmm. And they're all excited. They're like, you know what? We're going to buy another iPad. So they're in like $1,200 at this point. We're about $1,012. And I'm like, oh, great. We only have like three other things we're finishing and yours. Mm-hmm. Get back into the conversation. This is the only reason I dislike refugees, because you always talk about their stories. Like new people, that this one I actually liked. Mm-hmm. I will say, in case they watch this, I liked them. But boy, did it put a damper on all the shit I got to do over the next few days.
Did it?
And then at the
end of
the
day. Just back you up or?
Yeah, it just backed me up. And at the end of the day, at 6:30, I'm finishing up. We're closed at 6, mind you. At 6.
Yeah, you left there late today,
bud. I lost track of time. My phone wasn't even on me. We were just chatting away while I'm fixing their stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I must get this done because you need to leave. No, I just was getting it done. Looked down. Even Seth was like, man, it's 6:30. Dang. I was like, oh, shit. I should have been gone. And funny enough, the iPad didn't work.
Oh, no.
So they got to drive back tomorrow. I was like, there's no way I'm tearing this back down tonight. I'm sorry. But it was a great conversation, and it was lovely meeting you. So hopefully tomorrow, which is yesterday for you all, I haven't soured this relationship with a high-paying customer that, you know, obviously sells drugs, that was very vocal in a very small, like, religiously... you know, only two blocks away is an FBI headquarters office.
You know what's so funny about that to me is while we were in California, since the kids and everything, I could not care less about marijuana. Could not care less. But didn't care. Then I got out here and I was like, you know, maybe I should like try smoking just a little bit at night just for sleep, to get some quality sleep and like decompress, not be so stressed out, anxiety, blah blah blah. And I think it was Alex that was like, you need a medical card out here. And I was like,
it was Dakota. Yeah,
somebody that you were friendly with at the shop. And I was like, really? And then I was like, I don't care anymore. I think it's only like 20-40 bucks, and I'm like, I don't care that much.
Yeah, I don't want a record of this, you know, recreational thing. There's already enough signups. I had to sign up.
Just with, not worried enough to have to put in the effort for it.
I have to constantly tell people about how we, with data and in your phones, everyone, if you don't know, all of your information is not secure.
Yeah.
Everything you do is on the internet, there is a trail and there is metadata that
is compiled.
If it was
on the internet once, it is still there.
Somebody owns the internet, and it is what you do on the internet is owned by somebody who compiles all that information. Just keep that.
Yeah, your private browsing. I mean,
it's not so private.
Your wife might not see that in history, but somebody does.
And you can buy these packs of data from certain sites that aren't www. But, you know, they're Onion Run. If you understood that reference, good on you. Yeah. I don't think I want to explain it to my wife right now. But there's a darker side of the internet. Basically, where all these things are sold and trafficked, and it's kind of like the Silk Road back in the
day. Instead of the World Wide Web, it's the World Secluded Web.
No, it's just, you know, they call it the Onion. And basically, this dark net has all this information. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking to this refugee, and I'm like, hey, I'm glad you love it here. All this thing's going on, blah, blah. He bought a $20,000 house for his mother-in-law, spent $70,000. Now he's got $100,000 equity in this house. And I'm like, that's great. You probably sell it for $100,000, or at least sell it for the upgrades, which was $70,000. After she dies, made that joke. Very funny. Everything's kicking off and great until I have to give him back their iPad. And then nothing works. So I mention that all his data isn't as secure as he would like because he wants to be off the internet.
Sure.
And how he doesn't need so much memory. He ran out of, wants bigger memory for the iPads he bought, right? I'm like, we'll just pay the dollar. Everything is already stored online.
So if you're doing the cloud, then somebody definitely has access to your data.
That doesn't matter. Somebody has access to your data already. If they want it, Apple is more secure than just browsing the internet.
Okay.
You are safer in Apple's hands. As sad as it is, they have made themselves a safer entity. Yeah. Than
we gonna need that warrant.
Yeah, than T app or whatever, which the leak of 70,000 plus people
reckless.
And women... It wasn't reckless. It was beautiful. It was karmic intervention. I'm not.
Nothing softens the heart of men like women in fear.
Yes, nothing softens the heart of men.
Like women in fear.
You gonna talk when I'm talking? You gonna talk over me? You gonna talk over me? Huh? Huh? Nothing softens the heart of men like women in fear. And the T app was a prime example of this. They got hacked. After talking all kinds of shit about men, yes, red flag, I'm laughing about it. Huh, rate me. Don't give a shit. they've got hacked twice in the last 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Another time?
So I mentioned, like, this is how stupid it is for you to trust third parties versus Apple. Just pay the 99 cents. Make sure that your data is secure. Somebody is backing a million of their dollars every day to protect your data. Is anyone else going to do the same? Do you have a million to back my data if I give it to you? Nope. Nope. All said and done right there.
The way our bank account's set up.
you see, the thing is, so 64 gigs to 128, paying them a dollar a month. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. I even recommended Apple Care, I think you can do six devices at $60 activations. It's cheaper than his insurance. After all of that, they're coming back tomorrow to pick up their iPad, which I had to throw a new screen on tomorrow morning, which is yesterday for all of you. And it's very fun. Most refugees I absolutely hate, because they're liberals in disguise that just want to come in and complain about Trump, Elon, and I own Tesla. So like an actual Tesla car that I drive every day and love, and I treat like a bag of dicks. It's not because I don't like Tesla. I'm not good with vehicles, especially ones I have to sit in for hours on end every day. Yeah. I'm going to throw garbage on the floorboard and then I'm pick it up later. And I'm just going to drop shit everywhere because it's just like a moving hole. Trash can. No, it's you're on a bus. And if you were stuck there for 6 hours, you would have a trash bag. So I have a trash bag and like things move and you open the window, shit flies out. I'll get it later. I don't treat my car very well, but it's also that I can just wipe that whole thing down with Windex and it's spotless.
Yeah. All it takes is a rag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can literally eat pasta out of the back seats after washing them. Somebody else.
Who was eating pasta in the back seats? You got video evidence of somebody eating pasta in the back seat of your car?
Not in mine.
Oh, then I don't care.
What?
Why would I care about somebody else having pasta bitches in the back?
Yeah, this was posted 2021, May 14th. It's really funny.
I've never been so violently turned off in my life.
It's vegan leather. What do you mean? It's clean vegan leather from the factory. It was a good day. It was a good day. We made a lot of money, did a lot of things, drove.
Made a new friend.
200 miles. Made a Hawaiian friend. Do you think he has Spam at home? I did mention Spam and Reese's, but he's Hawaiian. He deals with the same struggles. So it's very interesting. How's your
Samoan or no?
Was it? Do you want me to go by like the chief of war explanation on what Samoan and Maui and Hawaii and Oahu?
It was
and,
one question. One.
Yeah, but what's Samoan?
The answer is no. Samoans?
Hold on.
You know a Samoan when you see a Samoan, especially a man.
He's like I mentioned, he's Jimmy size.
Oh, that's right. You didn't say that. My bad. It's late.
It's late. And you see the way my mind set up is? But the thing with refugees that always gets me is they come and they're like hidden liberals stuck and they want to almost like put everything together and like make a little group.
That's kind of like what messed up Texas, though, because people ran to Texas for the better pay rates, the better cost of living, the better cost of homes. And then they took the California mindset and kept it. So when voting time came around for new policies and taxes, this, that, and the other, they voted the California way. That skyrocketed the house prices in Texas, skyrocketed not their cost long. Of living. Yeah, Texas said it straight again. Well, or, you know, brought it back down.
Well, no, but they're redistricting. They're gerrymandering the fuck out of it.
I think I might have heard about that.
Yeah, so if you didn't know, Texas is like, we've had enough of your bullshit. Get out. But they did it too soon. So instead, when the Democrats were like, oh, dear me, Mr. Beauregard. No, you're not going to throw me out. They deuced it on a 757 airplane full of democratically elected, you know, Congress people.
Really?
To Illinois, Chicago, New York, a bunch of places. There's an article I sent Alan. And basically they ran FBI saying that they're looking into getting warrants out for all these democratic leaders. because they are in dereliction of their duties.
Yeah, they're supposed to do these job abandonment on a federal level.
On a federal level. And then the government and Donald Trump was like, well, we'll look into this about putting warrants out. Because if you're going to go ahead and get all this money and gather all these votes and say, you know what, well, they're putting me out anyway, and I don't want to fight for it. Like, didn't you fight to get there? Can't you do
a little something? Yeah, that seems kind of counterintuitive to their goal. Because if they wanted to make the state more purple rather than red, or, you know, whatever, how are they going to get the votes in there if they're...
It's not like the governor's just saying,
They just up and left house.
Isn't that a statement for every liberal, like, elected Democratic person?
I can't speak for what anybody else be doing other than me.
It got tough. Joe Biden, auto pen.
Yeah. That's true. Tough. I forgot about that.
But they're redistricting. I sent Alan a map. So
it's like didn't win before, the red has won now because you just left house.
I keep hearing people make jokes about the South is back. It's red versus blue instead of black versus white.
Red versus blue just makes me think of Halo.
Yeah. And now that it's in Fortnite, if you didn't know, I've wasted hundreds of dollars. On Fortnite. And my wife is not happy about it, but they did install the best characters to date.
Today I saw Eminem was somewhere doing Eminem things, and some dude yelled out, "Hey, it's a guy from Fortnite." Eminem actually cracked a laugh at it.
That's good.
Like, oh, kids are going to be saying that.
Take it on the chin, Marshall. Take it on the chin. If I was,
I think it was all done in jest. It was funny though.
He is now for the youth. Nobody remembers him as Slim Shady.
Yeah, my kids have not heard Kim. Or the
political guy.
Superman. Or
the anti-Trump guy. No, nobody remembers him as anything, but you're the guy who tried to fight the monster who turned out to be you and then fought the mech guy from Fortnite.
Yeah.
Because I'm Slim Shady. You sound real shitty and your Fortnite epic bucks are giving me,
I will say after that guy said that, though, hey, is a guy from Fortnite, the first thing I thought of, I was singing a... to myself, because the kids was up. I was singing Superman.
Yeah. I've wasted a lot of money, but they put Power Rangers in fucking Fortnite.
I saw that.
Yeah. So I bought the pack that came out last
night. No Lady Rangers.
Huh? What?
I said none of the Lady Rangers.
All of them.
The pink one and the yellow one?
Yeah, they're in there.
You just were...
I was making jokes, but I had to send Khaleesi the pink and the yellow.
All right.
Yeah, that's why I had
to redeemed. My husband's a liar.
$59.99 on V-Bucks.
Don't lie. It was $89.99. No. I saw the email.
What? It was 59 or 50 something for the second pack and then 30 for the first. But yeah, it was like 80 or 90 bucks. That doesn't include any other third-party purchases or other.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying. It's about $100 today, and it's totally worth it.
I would like to say that I did not spend $100 today. I love that for me.
Don't let her fool you. She's thinking about getting twinning tattoos for our anniversary.
Not twinning. That's bad. Twinning. The bad luck.
Twinning.
We just both happen to be getting...
On a twin time. Doesn't have to be the same tattoo, but we want to be twinning.
They don't even have to be matching theme tattoos. You know,
the same date and time for our anniversary.
You get twinning. A robot. I can get the rest of my arm. Whatever.
I'm just going to be pissing her off for all of time. Anytime somebody asks about this tattoo, I'm going to say, it was for twinning.
Well, I guess it's a good thing that it can't happen then, because all of the local artists are at a convention.
No, it can't happen that day. Sure. But we can do something else on our anniversary and then get it done beforehand. Fine. We don't have to both be present.
You're for willing said to spend. You do love me.
No, I just support you and two children in this house and drive 200 miles a day, but they fuck me. What are you thinking? There are ways to get things done that are
nothing not just. Nothing says love like tattoos.
Togetherness.
So you don't want to spend time with me. So you don't love me.
Together. Well, that was my day in a nutshell. And then Armenia got freed from Azerbaijan's rule, or their terrorizer bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't just get wiped off the map like they're trying to do with Gaza with all the stuff.
Chris caught the headline for a piece at the end of our first attempt to record this.
Yeah. Trump saves America in Armenia. Nobody gives a shit, CNN. We knew about this. They've never posted about it.
Right.
He saved them.
Everybody in the comments are going to be like, hold on, there was conflict over there?
In the 6 years I've known these kids, it's been a war.
Yeah.
It's been a war longer than I was aware that Gaza existed.
Rudo telling you about it is how I was like, wait, something, since when?
And now these motherfuckers are like, oh, I saved it. It was the most beautiful piece, the most perfect piece I've ever done. If South Park makes one more fucking episode on this guy, I'm telling you, Donald Trump is not the best and the brightest right now when it comes to his coverage. Because he could have been like, hey, if you haven't heard, there's these people, Armenia, and they're being attacked by Azerbaijan.
What's
and
crazy.
I stepped in and I stopped Azerbaijan. Happy America.
What's crazy is I still have some of the Armenian homies still on my friends list, and they don't even post anything about it.
If you all feel like refugees tend to suck, well, whatever country or place they're from, I just think that the American refugee system is kind of fucked. I know that the UK refugee system is like capital F-U-C-K-E-D and all kinds of other like illegal A-D-C-D-E. Things. If you didn't know, they got out there trying to hide the pedophiles like Prince Andrew's list.
I think I heard about that. Yeah,
it's crazy. There's a lot of refugees or migrants out there that are being not charged for acts of criminal nature with children,
and intentionally fleeing their home country to commit felonious behaviors elsewhere.
Yeah, and then they get caught in the act, get mollywopped up, and they're the victim. You know,
sounds all right.
We should go back like 150 years and allow castrations in a public forum for these people that are trying to harm children. That's my opinion. I'm putting it on the internet. If you have anything else to say about it, you can go to the comments.
Let us know. Times because there's no birth control then, so.
No, I'm saying probably. To the rules of 150 with our, you know, now. We're like
bring that to the forefront.
Fuck yes. I'll be the first one. You open a purge on this shit and say it's legal, I'll hunt down every pedophile. Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something real messed up about it. And it's going on like the UK really bad, and then everyone's like, let's send all of those refugees to America. And all I'm hearing,
wave your prison sentence
is a
if
fucking
you never
AR-15. And the that's all I'm hearing. But that's my fucked up mind. Because then, from everything I see, it makes me think that all refugees from California to New York to Sudan to Gaza to Israel to any other place that people are trying to free for some other, you know,
Any reason
must be fucked in the head for something. But there are genuine problems people free from. Like South Africa, genuine refugees fleeing from crazy times and bad shit happening. I'm not like a 100% political person who reads and does everything every day, but there's bad shit happening where I'm like, I could sympathize with somebody needing a home for a while, but for a while, then you go and build your life, do what you need to do. Assimilate. If you don't want to assimilate, same way Californians in here don't want to assimilate, get your fucking boots on, go to work. Make something, do something. If you're going to retire, retire.
I want to retire.
Or if you have absolutely zero money, get some training, get your, you know, paperwork, get a job, live your life. Otherwise, you're going to fuck around and find out. You're trying to fuck with people's kids. That's just nasty.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I draw the line.
That's a death sentence.
Let us know what you think. Is that a death sentence? Should they be castrated? All kinds of crazy shit. Do you think the California refugees should be allowed in Oklahoma? And we'll see you next week, hopefully.